the cobblestone streets of Paris, where some cling on to being European like a spider clings on to the carcass of a fly. I am perceived as Maghreb, Maghreban, or Brazilian, sometimes Italian, any other but the other that I am. When the towers fell, I was on Houston, about a kilometer up from the war. And a man looked at me dead in the eye while he was on the phone and said, "They need to ship back every Arab, every scumbag, and put them right back where they belong. They all gotta die today." And I didn't want to do this, but I looked him in the eye and I said, "My ancestors came here 10,000 years ago, across the Bering Straits. Another set of ancestors came over in 1502 in a dirty boat with dirty things on their mind. And the last set of ancestors came over in 1689 on a slave ship, making me Black American, White American, and Cherokee. You put that together and you get a beautiful Maghreban. You get an Arab. You get a Brazilian. You get an other. Shit, you get a Sicilian. You get anybody you need. And I get me. There are real monsters in my country. And there are real victims in my country. And the one funny thing about my country is they all end up eating the same food. Politicians, corporate men, still end up at the same shitty cafeterias with the same old recycled chicken and dried meat and overly airy bread that my cousin who's stuck in Afghanistan is eating. Or the GI coming back who's at the PX that's just outside of Frankfurt. They're all eating the same crap food. We're all waiting in the same plastic line. Everyone still has that same disinfectant smell going through the head. It's like Febreze, Febreze, Febreze. We're gonna spray all the stink away. And it all gets dry. And the whole country begins to feel like a strip club. I'm surrounded by wipes, by baby wipes, and I keep baby wiping my head every time I turn off the TV after I've been lap dancing my country again and again and again. It's just a job. And something happened. In the middle of all that sterility, there were no miracles and there were no messiahs, but there was one beautiful day. On November 4th, 4 days after the death of my white half-brother, I drove alone in a car from Boston to Vermont over the most beautiful rolling hills that the Northeast can provide, where tree leaves turn from a plush green to a striking violent orange and red, and then into the wisest brown that any old man can give for advice before they fall off limbs. I saw the sun hit these trees with confusion, with misunderstanding. I talked to the sun and asked where my brother was and where he would be if I could call his name. I heard chatter. I heard doubt. I heard mystery. I heard disgust. And at 11 o'clock that evening, somebody just like me Now I ain't saying he's gonna save the world, and I ain't saying he's against empire and shit. We all know he's definitely a capitalist. But I enjoyed to hear the sound of my own voice. And my dead white brother heard his own voice too. Welcome to the After Future.
You and me.
with your beautiful last cathedral and all those old times building, reminding you where you've been from. And I come here and get on the brink of thinking, and I think back and still recall all the griots who came here too, and all the trade that used to go through. Cause these lines are old lines, and made from a million times, and many generations of a million people of a different style. Cause there's always been the mixing in blood and mixing in trades, and we only gonna make it if we recognize what made us here today. So you might find me on the best of my abilities, in the highest skyscraper, but down in the deepest hole, B.
Buonasera, good evening. Thank you so much for coming out. Nice to play for you guys. Mike Ladd on vocals, Mike Ladd. On drums, Dominique Burkhalter. So we're playing here tonight because I believe this is the release of our album here in Italy. This is called The Biggest Piano in Town, and I think there are a few copies left, but I think there are literally like 6 copies left over there. And also, if you like what you heard, you can write down your email address, so we let you know, send you emails next time we play in Italy or next album that's coming out. And I also would like to thank Babax for having us here. It's really nice of him to having us in this great venue. So thank you, Babax.
Thanks again, y'all. One more time for Leo. Y'all good people. Keep it moving. Wouldn't do left and right, right and left, back and forth, all that. Yeah. Congratulations on manifesting. Boogie down the bootstraps up past a hamstring. Blast of the night, and Madonna is a faggot. Richard there is, so that's her fitness. Speaking of the transsexual homo. Go from microphone blasting up the hand to blast from the past to the gas on time. Lift up there and do that line. Man, all that dear life should get shine. Smile with the Vaseline, damn all man. Like plastic C4 in the back of the cab. Could get the bag, get in the bag. Put some feet, a rope in the rag. Give me your jazz, man. Rock your whole corner tonight. Rock it on Osaka tonight. Rock it Shanghai tonight. Get a hall back.
Who's that?
coming to do. We're rocking for you. No seven ever rocking for true. Rock for you. Good night, y'all. Gonna settle. Thank you very much. Dom. Leo. Thank you.
Dominique Burkhalter on drums. Mike Ladd on vocals. Good evening, thank you, bye-bye.